From NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, a Texas congressman wants to arm citizens to block illegal immigrants and says we are left vulnerable to terrorists by President Bush. First, the lead, more on immigration from Mexico. Two stories have our attention today. Mexican President Vicente Fox says through a spokesperson that border violence is now so bad it demonstrates the absolute need for U.S. and Mexico to do something. He wants an accord with the U.S. to provide a more orderly process so Mexicans can come here legally. And a new study from the Pew Hispanic Center finds that 4 in 10 Mexicans would come to the U.S. if they could. Half of them would do so even if they had to break the law. Joining us is Roberto Suro. He's director of the Pew Hispanic Center. Roberto, welcome to Day to Day. Your survey finds more than 40% of Mexicans really would move to the U.S. And again, half would do so even if they had to do it illegally. How did you get that number?
We did a survey, and in fact, we repeated it twice across the country, household surveys, each one of them 1,200 people, of a nationally representative sample of adults. And so I think this gives us a pretty good measure of the sentiment and the inclination to at least consider migration in the Mexican population.
Are you surprised by the size of that number?
It's certainly a very large number. When you consider how much migration from Mexico there's been in the last 10 years in particular, it shouldn't come as an overwhelming surprise. But it certainly indicates that as large as the phenomena has been, it has the potential to continue and even to grow.
You find this desire to leave Mexico cuts across lines of class and education. You know, and perhaps I've misstated things in that question. Is it a desire to leave Mexico, or is it a desire to come to the U.S.? Can you determine that?
It's very hard to try to divide those two things. We know from this study and others that a very important determining factor is people's expectations and their perceptions of opportunity. As you said, the inclination to migrate cuts across from the poor through the middle class to people who have a college education. It's not a measure of despair. It's a measure of people's sense that life can be better by pursuing this option.
And you must have discussed these findings, or at least alerted officials in Mexico to them. I wonder what their response is to this. That is,
well, we honestly we haven't given them a specific heads up about these specific findings. You know, from other discussions with Mexican officials, I know they're certainly concerned about the perception that the migration flow, that the pressures continue to mount. It does give you a sense of the dimensions that would be necessary of the kind of accord that President Fox was talking about today. It would have to be quite a substantial endeavor in order to absorb all the demand that exists. And there's a lot of sensitivity in Mexico over the notion that people would want to leave the country. After all, it's a measure of how they see their home country that so many would be inclined to leave.
Indeed. Roberto Suro is director of the Pew Hispanic Center. NPR News will have more coverage of this finding and this survey, including attitudes of Hispanic Americans who live in this country. Roberto Suro, thank you for joining us on Day to Day.
Well, thank you for having me.